Hey, on this episode, I'm going to be talking about the magnet principle, which is the surefire way to find your target audience and have them drawn to you and talking to you. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. Hey, so I just returned a little while ago from Funnel Hacking Live. And this year at Funnel Hacking, this is actually my fifth year attending. And I tell you what, something super amazing happened at this conference, and I couldn't figure it out at first, even though everybody around me had figured it out.
It's like you're brand new.
And then once I did, I had to test it because scientific method and nerd and all of that, right? And then once I tested it and I found out it was actually totally true, it was like, I don't know, it was like Golden Gates, like, all of a sudden everything just sort of opened up, and I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. Let's use this, right? It's kind of like discovering a new superpower. Like, all of a sudden I'm all, oh my gosh, I can fly, right? So I have to tell you about it, because once I figured out the principle, it's something that is literally so, so simple that I know you can do it too. And it's, why am I talking about this kind of principle? This is the magnet. This is the idea of you being such an attractive, amazing character that people want to be in your space. They want to draw some of that amazing energy. They want to know how it is that you're being this awesome of a human being, because they want that for themselves. Whether or not they are consciously making that decision, that's how people are drawn to you. And a lot of that we are developing through the attractive character techniques. But here's the foundation behind it. It's so much a mindset shift in everything that happens. And all of that comes through in the content that you're producing. And that content is what people hear and see. But then if you are emoting this confidence, this magnet principle, people are drawn to you anyway, and they will take the next steps. That's the whole way all of this stuff works. So that's why we're gonna talk about this with content, right? Makes a lot of sense. Okay, so let me give you a little bit of backstory here. I started off in graphic design, and then I kind of graduated into doing all automation things. And for years, I won't even say, well, it's been a little over 8 years now, I have been Infusionsoft certified as well. So for a lot of you who know about Infusionsoft, it can be very confusing, and it's a source of frustration for a lot of business owners. Being the super nerdy, I can do everything kind of person that I am, I just dug in and figured it out and made a business of really helping people out with building their systems. So that was a really awesome superpower thing. If you haven't heard all of my story on that, make sure you check out the first episode on this podcast, because I go super in depth in there. One of the things that I really started to learn as a relatively new business owner, entrepreneur, being mired in the Infusionsoft community, was how important community was. And so going to events was the biggest thing. I love going to these events, right? And I developed a circle of people who were really great friends, and we would go and network and hang out, and it was really great, like bounce ideas off of each other and things like that. And when I first started in that community, I didn't know anybody, and super introvert, not gonna be out there talking to anybody or doing anything, right?
You're so quiet.
So when I first started hanging out with the group of people that became my friends, I was not the outgoing person. I was not the one that initiated conversations. And as things would come up, I found that I was just being super, super negative. I mean, like big time negative. And that was just kind of the way of life. That's what we were in running businesses. We were forced to be negative because we had to deal with people. And sometimes people can maybe not make the smartest decisions or be the nicest when you're engaging with them on calls, right? So through this, I found the ClickFunnels world, and I decided, being living here in Boise and that was right in my backyard, that it might be really interesting to check out. So I ended up going to the ClickFunnels conferences, and it started with this darn Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins, who came and spoke at the ClickFunnels conferences 2 years in a row, and then again this year. But the years were, I think it was in Dallas, or it might have been San Diego, I can't remember exactly which one. But here I am, sitting in the back of the room again, because I have this whole negative Nancy vibe, and I don't know anybody, and I'm just sitting back there, I'm like, I don't even know, like, I've heard of Tony Robbins, but I've never seen his stuff. I'm just gonna sit back here and watch, right? So I'm off to the side, and here comes Tony, and he's like,
let's clap together on three, go crazy, go!
I was like, all right, nobody knows me here, maybe I can play, right? And what happened was shocking for me. This was not who I was at that point in time. But there I was, I don't even know, 20, 30 minutes into Tony's presentation, and I'm literally bouncing and dancing in the aisles, and I'm doing the whole everything. And I'm hugging strangers, and I'm laughing, and I'm crying, and I'm like, what just happened? This is crazy. But one of the things that really struck me about Tony is he's like, you know what? Your decision to be positive or negative, that attracts or repels people. And to be in either one of those states is not something that other people do to you, but something that you choose to do yourself. And that really got me thinking. And I didn't realize until then, like, how super negative that I had been, right? And where it was really coming from. So I follow that. I went back to another Infusionsoft conference, and I'm in that world again with these people that I already know.
Find your partner and say you rock, baby.
And all of a sudden I realize that I'm surrounded by all this negativity. Everybody around me is talking about, oh, I hate this, and I hate my clients, and I hate doing this job, and I just want to quit, and I just want to make money and not be doing it. And I'm like, what is happening? Why are we all acting like this? We don't have to. We just gotta bounce around and change our states, right? We can be happy. And nobody, we're like, what is going on with you?
This is not you.
And for a while, I really listened to that, and I was like, oh no, that's not me. You're right, that's not my story. That's not who I am. And that is the mindset that I was kind of in and trying to process what's happening. Like, why is that me? Why does that have to be me? Can't I become somebody new? Can't I do something different? And I realized that in order to become a different person, to become a better person, become a better business owner, and get out there to more people, that in order to do that, I had to change my state. I had to change my story and the people that were surrounding me. So I showed up at that event ready to change my story. And that's exactly what I did. And that was in Orlando. So that was 2 years ago. And what's happened since then is I got rid of all of the negativity and the bad stuff in my life. And I no longer attend any of the conferences where people who knew me from before, and they were telling, that's not you, that's your old story. So I just cleared all of that out. And I chose to move forward in a new path with a new family and new people who knew me as somebody who was super excited and bouncing around and happy and positive, because I can be that. And so what happened, completely unbeknownst to me, those are the conscious choices that I made. And here's how that has fast forwarded now to what just happened. So 2 years and this last Funnel Hacking Live that I just went to. So at this point in time, I have quite a few friends And we are this kind of family collective. And it's so funny because I brought one of my friends from my old past life, Infusionsoft life, to this conference. And so she had known me as the other not happy person, but she knows me also. And so I was not afraid to show her who I really am, how I am now. And I knew that that would be okay. So I brought her in and she's like, oh my gosh, you're like the queen of this conference. And I'm like, no, I'm not. That's ridiculous. I just know these, like, I'm just introducing you to the people that I know. And she's like, yeah, you're connecting all of these people and people follow you around. I'm like, no, you're just imagining things. You're just not used to that side of me. And then later on that day, another friend that I know from this community comes up and like, man, you are just on fire right now. Everybody's being drawn to you. Like, what's going on? You are like super into it. You got all this new confidence. I love it, right? And I'm like, people aren't drawn to me. I'm just happy. Like, I'm here with my family. I'm having a great time, right? I heard from that person again. And then the next day, I hear the same thing from two more people. And people who know me now. And it was enough. I mean, honestly, let's be clear here. When the universe sends me signs, it takes like beating me over the head. I don't know, a good amount of this time. It took like four times for me to hear it before I'm like, maybe there is something to this. So I'm like, okay, I've never been that person. See, that's the old story. I've never been that person that people are just drawn to or cavitate to. Like, that's not the thing. And here I am having four people telling me, oh yeah, it's a thing and it's happening. And it has been. And I'm like, So let's take a look at this. So I'm like, all right, maybe you're right. Let me pay attention to the principle and see if that's actually what's happening. So here we are, and it's, I don't even know what day it was, day two or day three, I think. Day three. And we're in early entry, right? And so we're in, and the room's dark. Now there's 4,500 people attending this conference. And because I'm in the coaching group and stuff, I was in early entry. So we were sitting up front, and there's several hundred people already in, and the music is just blaring, and the lights are going, and it's crazy, and everyone's energy is high, and we're all just bouncing around having fun. I'm seeing people who are like celebrity status in our community, right? And I'm just walking along and I'm being happy and I'm doing me. And then it's like, hey, Jen, one of these celebrity kind of people grabs me. And I'm like, how do you even know who I am? And he's like, hey, come here, give me a hug, right? I'm like, okay, that was kind of weird and random. So then I'm just like going along, I'm still doing my thing. I'm walking along and, you know, high-fiving, hugs. And it happens again with another kind of celebrity person. And again, and then also with just not even celebrity status people, but people I don't even know, people that I don't know personally, were like, oh my gosh, hey, how are you? And I'm like, how do I even know you? But it's okay, because I'm still in that like, yeah, let's be awesome state, right? So I started to realize that maybe there is actually something to this whole magnet principle. So why is it happening? And that's when I went back and started to replay. All right, it all started with Tony. Thank you, Tony. And me deciding that I wanted to change my story and realizing that I have. And it was because I set on a journey to do that. And I was focused on just becoming a better person. And in the journey, I totally did. And I don't know why that's even shocking or why it's making me emotional. But the important thing is that like, it's actually a real thing. And all it takes is just to surround yourself with positive, uplifting, amazing people who are of the same mindset, an amazing community, and just knowing, like being aware of your own state and what's happening. And what that does is it opens up all sorts of doors. Since I started to realize that, okay, this magnet thing is actually real, and it's kind of creepy, and it's this new superpower. I'm like, oh, okay, well, now that I know how this works, how can I use it ethically and really crank it up? So then I just was really even that much more aware of what I was projecting. Did I have the confidence that I was projecting? Was I being positive? And it's like, it is so crazy, you guys. Even like, I've even tested it coming home here, just going through the grocery store, and it's like random people coming up to me asking for directions or help or just giving me a compliment or something. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. It's literally a superpower. It's so crazy. And the thing is, not only is it going to make you a better person, but it's going to help make your content be engageable online because people want that energy. And that comes through in everything that we're doing right now. I mean, I hope you can at least feel how this can be something that connects people to you, that endears people to you. And so I'm going to challenge you. If you have a story that is giving you false beliefs or is giving you the feeling, I can't do that, anything that is telling you, I'm not ready yet, I can't, I won't, anything like that, that's a story. And you can so overcome that. I don't care who you go listen to. It doesn't have to be Tony. Go check out Brené Brown. Go check out Rachel Hollis. Like anybody that is going to help you and like understand who you really are and how to take that confidence that you have and put it out there and use that to help you be a better person, but to help get your message out to more people so that you can help more people, because that's ultimately what we're in business for. And all of that translates to your content in such an amazing, important way. So I'm gonna challenge you to become the magnet. I know you can do it. Let me know if you're enjoying this episode. Take a picture, post it out on Facebook or Instagram, and let me know how you are being the magnet. I want to hear, because I know that there are so many more unexplored, amazingly possible ways. I want for all of us to be a supportive community of magnets, like all of that magnetic energy pulling together. Can you imagine the things that we can do? Oh, it's gonna be amazing. So join me, become a magnet, and tell me how you're doing it. All right, that's it. See you on the flip side.